Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. I come against the fog. I come against the fog. I'm asking God to convert the fog. It is not just a demonic mischief cloud, but I'm asking God to turn fog into the favor of God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, we continue with the message where Bishop Clark asks the question, can God pick up broken things and broken people to restore a sense of purpose, belonging, connecting, serving, and growing? Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, Prophetic Restoration, Part 2.
And I decree that in over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus, a release of prophetic power for your healing, for your deliverance, for your restoration, for revival, for lifting, for empowerment. Boy, I wish I had a hungry people. If I said, do we have any happy people in the house? Yeah. I'll be happy tonight after about 10 o'clock, Bishop. You need to get happy now. I said, get happy now. Glory to God. The second declaration that I need to release over your life, write it down. The hand of the Lord is not only upon you with prophetic power, but the hand of the Lord is now bringing you out in the spirit, as he did with Ezekiel. And he brought me out. I was in the spirit, and he brought me out in the spirit and set me in the midst of a valley of dry bones. Here's the word of the Lord for you. The Lord is now bringing you out in his spirit from every chain of demonic mischief that has occurred in your life. Every chain of demonic mischief and bondage in the fog of unseen darkness in your life. God says, I'm bringing you out. I'll say it again. The hand of the Lord is now bringing you out in his spirit from every chain of demonic mischief. It's not that the devil possessed you. He can if you're saved, but he can certainly tantalize you and work mischief in your life. I'm identified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the bondage in the fog of unseen darkness in your life. The fog of unseen darkness. Let me break that down. There are people who may be ignorant of God's promise of restoration, and because it's unseen, you can't see it. The eyes of your mind haven't been enlightened that God wants you to be restored. What we begin to do is allow the darkness and the fog to flood us and dictate to us how we flow, when God wants you to see beyond the fog of unseen darkness and begin to realize that he's releasing a power, a prophetic power, but not only that, bringing us into his spirit, bringing us out from every demonic mischief, glory to God, and allowing us to begin to see clearly that we can move beyond the fog in our lives. Glory to God. I come against the fog. I come against the fog. I'm asking God to convert the fog. It is not just a demonic mischief cloud, but I'm asking God to turn fog into the favor of God. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for turning my situation into favor. Glory to God. Thank you for turning it. Let me tell you what helps favor to arise is when God is able to pump and polish off some faith inside of you, faith in Jesus will begin to attract the favor. Don't just ask for favor anymore, because you can have favor and not please God. That's just God slapping something on you. Faith helps you to get into a place where you can please the Lord, and faith will attract the favor. Glory to God. I'm talking about sustaining favor, not just that they come on so because you need a check. I'm talking about God wants favor to rest on you like a cloak, and rest on you like a mantle in the name of the Lord, and it will occur if you get your faith alive. Some of our faith has been shipwrecked over the last several months, but God wants it to get up and become buoyant again. Amen. Glory to God. Let me go to the third one. The Spirit of the Lord is now opening up your spiritual eyes to all negative circumstances that require restoration around you. Let me say it again. The Lord is now opening up your spiritual eyes. Natural eyes may be open, but he's allowing you to begin to see all negative circumstances that require restoration around you. That means it's going to extend beyond you to people that are around you. There are people who create mischief. There are people who are entangled with mischief, but God says restoration is coming to them too. Lot was so ignorant, he didn't know that his blessing didn't come because of him. His blessing came because he was connected with Abraham. Abraham went south, Lot came along with him, his young nephew. And as Abraham began to prosper, Lot began to prosper. But instead of Lot saying, "My prosperity is tied to the man of covenant," he started to say, "Look at what I've been able to do. Look what I've done. This is my business. This is my business. Look what I built. Look what I built. Look what I'm doing. I got it going on." Don't understand that the blessing is not because you do everything but serve God. It's because you got somebody praying for you. Somebody has a covenant with God. You don't pray yourself. How do you prosper in this world and you don't pray at all? You know what? You connected some kind of way to somebody who has favor with God. And that's the same thing that happened with Lot. He got twisted looking at his goods, talking about how wonderful they were, and didn't understand that he had no covenant with God. Only the man Abram had the covenant with God. So he starts quarreling with the man who has covenant. Quarreling with him, arguing. Guess what? Arguing. You know, Abraham said, "Man, let's not quarrel. I tell you what, if you decide to go this way, I'll go that way. And if you decide to go that way, I'll go this way, so we won't quarrel." Lot says, "You know what? I heard that sound. That sound in Sodom." And he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Good God from Zion. "I got to party like they do." And that's exactly what he did. And when he went there, he lost everything. Guess who still was inheriting it all? The same man that he felt like he could quarrel with. And there's some people around your life, they don't know that you have the blessing of the Lord in your life. And they're quarreling and making all kind of dust storms, but it's because of you that they're still here. It's because of you that they didn't perish. And God is going to help you to get them restored as well. Can somebody say amen? Some kings came along and took Lot and all of his family and goods into captivity. And it was Abraham that came and delivered the man. And that's what God is doing to you, deputizing you so you can help the people who are causing foggy stuff to happen in your life. Don't leave them. Save them. Can the church say amen? Amen. Number four. Whew. But he's been incubating this in me. Restoration is here. I'm decreeing it. The Spirit of the Lord God is now creating, glory to God, some inspirational stuff. Inspiration, this is going to sound weird. I told you the weird is coming so you can really magnify the wondrous. God is creating inspirational dissatisfaction. Inspirational dissatisfaction. Inspirational, in other words, it's dissatisfying, but you're not giving up on it. Inspirational dissatisfaction and prophetic power. Sometimes, God, when you start moving in prophecy, you have righteous indignation or inspirational dissatisfaction. And prophetic impetus or prophetic power. But they're putting it up for me. Look at them. Prophetic impetus or prophetic power, which means momentum is coming. The force is with you. And the movement within you against every negativity. In other words, God is going to allow power to rise up, momentum to rise up, force to rise up, movement within you to rise up. That will quell this dissatisfaction, this inspirational dissatisfaction by the power that's working on the inside of you. Can somebody say amen? He's now creating inspirational dissatisfaction. That power would rise up in you to come against it. Impetus, power, momentum, force, and movement within you against negativity. That's not argument. That's power rising up in you. Momentum rising up in you. Force rising up in you. Can the church say amen? Guess what? There's power on the inside of us. And sometimes God doesn't want us to fight with our fists. What he wants is that power to surge from the inside. Glory to God. That impetus, the momentum and the force to do great things to rise up on the inside of you. Thank you, Jesus. You ready for the next one? The voice of the Lord is being released even now. And the voice of the Lord, remember this, this is how the book of Psalm breaks the cedar. It breaks the barriers. And I release you to invade every valley of depression and dryness in your own life with his presence that's on you. I say it again. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar and every barrier. I release you to invade every valley of depression and dryness. You're not going there unpacked. You're going there with the presence of the Lord. And when the presence of the Lord is on you, you're going to see springs come up in those same spots. Springs are going to come up in the spots where you were dry and depressed. Because you're bringing the presence of the Lord to those areas. So let's get the presence of the Lord on us so we can go to the depression and the dry spots and water them. Glory to God. You don't have to run from your depression. You don't have to run from the dry spot. But what you want to do now is bring the presence of the Lord there and release the presence and he'll take care. I want you to start saying, I release the presence of the Lord on this depression. I release the presence of the Lord on this fog. I release the presence of the Lord on this argument. I release the presence of the Lord on this malady. I release the presence of the Lord on this sickness. And God will begin to work it out. Make sure you go in with the presence of the Lord. Not only does the voice of the Lord break wood and barriers. Get this, the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord is unveiling and communicating. The voice of the Lord not only breaks barriers, but it is invading. The voice of the Lord is unveiling and communicating God's plans and his purposes for your life. He's communicating God's plan. The voice of the Lord is communicating God's plans and his purposes for you to rise and to be restored. Even now, if you tap into what I'm saying, I'm decreeing and declaring, as Ezekiel stood over this valley of dry bones and commanded them to come together, I believe the voice of the Lord is being released. The word of the Lord is released too, and he's unveiling and he's also communicating God's plan and purposes for your rise and your restoration. So some of us get stunned when we see the condition that we're in. But don't look at that. Look not at the things that you see. They are temporary. Look at the things that cannot be seen, for they are eternal. And God wants us to release his voice into the valley of our own dry bones, because he's trying to get us to rise and to be restored. Glory to God. Write it down. No satanic adversary. No demonic agent, no destiny destroyer can stop God. I come against, in the name of the Lord, all satanic adversaries. I'm pushing back tonight, and you don't stop. I'm coming against satanic adversaries and demonic agents and destiny destroyers. Before you even get the new job, the enemy already tries to work a plan so you won't go to work at all. I'm coming against destiny destroyers. I'm coming against language that you heard about you that crippled you years ago. I come against it and push it out in the name of Jesus. God is destroying the destiny destroyer. Glory to God. I silence him in Jesus' name. The destiny destroyer shall bow his breath to the breath of life. The destiny destroyer must bow to the breath of life. Glory to God. Even as Ezekiel prophesied into this valley, a wind came in the valley. The breath of God came in the valley. And I released the breath of God back into the hearts and the lives of God's people to blow down, glory to God, any barrier, any cedar, anything that tries to rise itself up, anything that's trying to stop the destiny of God's people, no matter how blind they are or how disjointed they are. When the wind blows, when the breath comes, glory to God, you can rise up on your feet and you can be restored to full health. Can somebody say amen? Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. I decree and declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that all dry bones and all domains of your destiny shall hearken, shall come into agreement, come alive in the name of the Lord. And rise. Yeah. Well, how do you get all of this? All you got to do is read Ezekiel 37. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them. And they stood upon their feet in exceeding and great armor. Glory to God. We've been talking about condition way too long. I'm bringing solutions to the valley. We must prophesy to the condition. Glory to God. I believe prophetic destination, prophetic restoration shall cause destinies. Destiny reconstruction, noises and shakes are coming to the valley. For your restoration. So don't be afraid of the shaking. There must be a shaking before there's a restoration. And right before the restoration, a lot of time, you have some of the worst shakings you ever could imagine. Sometimes it's like uncontrollable, but don't let it bother you. The devil is not going to steal this blessing. You've come too far. You've come too far. And because you didn't quit, because you didn't say I'm done, God says I'm going to restore it wholly. Glory to God. I believe God is going to restore your body in the name of the Lord to perfect health. And God is going to restore your soul to full prosperity mode. And your spirit to full abundance, to the abundant life. Where did you get that? How do you get God restoring your body and your soul to full prosperity mode? Well, the Bible says in the book of John, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I'm decreeing and declaring that God wants you to rise up in full soul prosperity mode. M-O-D-E. Where your soul is attracting prosperity. The way you think attracts prosperity. The way you relate to people attracts the favor. You mean God can restore my soul to I'm in a full prosperity mode, not halfway? But every time I step out, speak according to the renewed thoughts that I have, he's restored me in such a way that full prosperity mode, when I shake the hands and create vision and do what I do, building networks, that God is with the networks? Absolutely. Ooh, Jesus. Two more. I declare that God will restore your body to perfect health. Full prosperity mode. Last one, I declare that even sinew of strength. That's what's inside bone marrow. The sinew of strength on your weaknesses. The sinew, the ligaments that causes bones to become mobile and to stay mobile. I decree and declare that the sinew of your strength, of strength on your weakness as I'm declaring it. And I believe God is going to cover your nakedness. I talked about it earlier. People like to pull up skirts and say, look at her. They like to pull down pants and look at him. But God says, I'm going to cover you. And I just decree and declare that the blood of Jesus is covering us even now. I declare that the sinew of strength is coming back to your weaknesses. In the name of the Lord, you will become mobile. Watch this. God is going to unstuck you. He's going to restore your dignity again. You're going to walk with your head up. No more shame. I didn't say pride. I said no more shame. Walk with your head up. Strut if you have to. I have my own strut. You got to find yours. Glory to God. I believe God wants me to be an atmosphere shifter. And that's why I'm not going to let the devil make me hold my head down. I don't care what happened or what's going down. I'm going to lift up my head and lift up my eyes and lift up my heart and lift up my hand and stomp my feet and speak the word of God and get into that right frame of mind, because he promised me soul prosperity. I'm going into full soul prosperity mode. So I can accomplish what God wants me to do. You can't sit down with billionaires and don't have soul prosperity already with your head down. I just wish, I just want somebody to bless me. You got to step up in the midst and say, this is the day the Lord hath made and I will rejoice in it. I believe God has given us a solution. I may not have the cash, but I understand full prosperity, soul prosperity mode. And God wants your soul to be happy as well as your bank accounts to be full. And if you can get your soul happy, he'll cause everything else to prosper in your life. Some of us are laying in that valley because we have no more soul health. Life has beat us down that bad, but I decree and declare that change is coming. Here's a short prayer for you. Lord, let this prophetic word, your prophetic word, release the unction for restoration. Father, I don't know if we are hungry for restoration like we should be, but release the unction for restoration into all dimensions of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for this word and I praise you for this time. I thank you for the declarations that have been released according to your word. I don't know how you work this out. I just know as I write, you move. And Father, I pray that as we begin to develop these declarations in our hearts and minds, as we begin to release them in our own families, over our businesses, over the valley of dry bones within our own hearts, our own experiences, I pray that breath and wind would blow. Then there would be a noise and a gathering and a connecting and a restoration. And Father, I thank you for restoring this exceeding great army to its rightful status by standing on its feet, marching in sync with one voice and one purpose. I see your people rising up out of the ash. And I'm so grateful. I applaud you, Lord. I praise you. Only you can restore. When you spoke to Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? He said, Lord, only you know. But prophesy, Ezekiel. So I prophesied as he commanded me. I pray that these declarations and the prophecy, Father, would cause a shaking and a rattling, that prophetic destinies would be realized. Our city, our county, our state, our nation, and our world is in need of radical change. Restore the unction for restoration. And Father, we give you glory for that.
A study was done with a group of people who left their jobs, and 64% said in the study that they didn't feel valued, a sense of importance. They lost that sense of meaning in the work. Meaning in the work forwards a sense of belonging. There is a simple distinction between recognition and appreciation. They're related, but they're very different. Recognition is based on positive feedback, based on results and performance. Recognition is motivating. It feels good. However, recognition is finite. It's scarce. It's only based on performance. Appreciation is much more vast, expansive. It's more about people and their spacious capacity. Let us expand our capacity when we think about appreciation, soul appreciation, and the harvest of value and importance will follow.
You are who you are, no matter where I am. Every tear.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For your physical copy of today's message, Prophetic Restoration Part 2, when you write or email us, use reference number 2109-2207. That's reference number 2109-2207. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
And he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The teaching priest takes a hand, opens a mind, and touches a heart. Maybe you attend a church or a ministry where you feel all of the positive emotions one can feel, and your value is tied to that. You may have employment, well-paying job outside of the church community. Maybe you're a business owner and your value is tied to that. Or maybe you're tired, weary, and desperately searching for a well-paying job. You may not hear it at church, but you're listening, you're hearing it from me right now. I appreciate you. Thank you for your service, the effort, the fellowship, the support, for your volunteer hours, your heart for the loss. Your family responsibilities are taken care of. You're on the job, and I appreciate you. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.